listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. And we are back in full effect.
What up?
As it were.
Indeed.
Yes. Courtney Close joining us once again.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
A very dapper looking Courtney Close.
Yeah, I came from work and then I spent a lot of time playing Prototype. But the reason why I'm a little bit late tonight is navigating these streets in northeast Minneapolis right now after the Snowmageddon and apocalypse is ridiculous.
Yeah, instead of a two lane, it's like a one and a quarter lane.
There's barely enough room for one lane of cars. And then talk about blind intersections. You got like these 10-foot like massive snow piles all along every street. And I had this fear that your streets hadn't had a plow touch it.
They hadn't up until Monday afternoon.
Yeah, it takes a while for this.
So I had heard that like large swaths of the metro area hadn't been touched by plows. So it was like, my little tiny car might not make it.
The real shitty thing, as long as we're talking about the weather, was so we have a driveway that goes right into the street.
Mm-hmm. As most driveways?
As most driveways do.
Mine actually passes through a moat.
Around here, a lot of them go to the alley, so fuck you.
Mine goes through the drawbridge, and then you lower the drawbridge.
Three times this week, the plow has gone through and sealed off my driveway. Yep. So I've had to get up either early in the morning or as soon as I get home from work and basically bust down this wall.
You know, if you pay more in your city taxes, they'll plow your driveway for you, right?
No.
That's a myth, anyways.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what happened to us, except for the cul-de-sac. And seriously, it was almost as tall as me, the mound, when we got back. And
that ain't the white fluffy stuff either.
That's gravel. That's gravel from the sky is what that is.
Ice boulders.
And then they do it to spite you too. Every city employee is a dick.
And we have a corner lot, so where the sidewalk, you know, in front of our house and the side of our house meet and supposed to go to the road, it is 8 feet tall. Like they must have moved all the snow from the cul-de-sac on the corner. And there was no way to actually shovel through it because it was so ungodly hard and tall that my mom and I had to shovel a path into our yard because the mailman goes, he was such a fucking asshole. And I don't want to say anything to him because I like my mail. He comes to my door an hour when I get back from New York and he goes, "You need to shovel. This is the only time I'm going to walk through the snow." And I go, "I just got back from New York an hour ago." He goes, "Well, law says 24 hours. I go, "Well, you're not a lawman. You just are
You're
a
not the law."
And he's just like,
"You have angered the wrong postalman."
I don't care. They've always sucked. We get wrong people's mail. We don't get our mail. They're retarded.
Those people go crazy and then they hold guns and then they start killing people.
That's in their office, not at my house.
Yeah, well, you know.
Collateral damage.
There's
the
a first time for everything.
I'm not the only one, I'm sure, that pisses off mail people.
When he comes with an AK-47 to your door, don't say I didn't warn you.
You're going to be my shield. Human shield.
Can I finish
introducing Ashley's
people
Gears
here?
Of War?
Oh, is that what? Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
We're still introducing people here.
Well, whatever.
That pile of sunshine over there is Mike Dineen.
Hello.
All right.
Apparently, my hellos are funny. All right, fair enough.
You talk and talk, and then when it comes time for you to talk, then it's
hi.
Just one word.
I was just going for the very 50s automaton tone of voice. It was like, "Hello."
After being
you sounded like a voice from Ren and Stimpy is really what you did. So. Yeah. Which is a good thing. I was
you
amused.
Idiot.
I was amused. And that Ashley, hey, back from New York.
Hello.
How was New York?
It was grand.
You escaped from New York?
When we
Yeah. I went there.
It was so funny because my mom did that. We were in Grand Central Station, and she's like, "This is as busy as Grand Central Station." And she's like, "Oh, wait." And nice. She just looked at me like, "Oops." And I was like, "No, mom, yeah, I think this is why they say busy as Grand Central Station, because it's fucking busy." And she's like, "I'm probably going to pull that one more time while we're here, just so you know." I was like, "Well, I'm good. good on you, Mom.
No, is that her style of humor, or is that her obliviousness to her location?
That was an oblivious joke that she got after. Like, it doesn't take her long to figure it out
right.
after she said it, and then she's like, "Oh, I made it. You know, I made a funny."
Yes.
Like, yeah, but you didn't try.
Unintentional humor sometimes is the best humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So. It was very cool.
Oh, good. Well, I'm excited. Did you win anything? Was this, it wasn't a contest?
You won, right?
That.
Did you kill people?
Well, yes.
I know. It was a you were showing some of your custom
yeah.
toys.
No,
I didn't know if there was a judging.
Did you break other people's toys? I would have.
No.
Been like, see, mine's the only one left. Buy mine.
There was like 200 there. I think they would have noticed if I was picking them all up and smashing them.
Just Ashley with a hockey stick, just knocking shit over.
Like the kayak paddle with chainsaws in Dead Rising 2. You could have just done that with.
I could do that.
You could have.
But again, kayak paddle with chainsaws, not stealthy.
She might not be asked back to the convention.
This might be why you're failing so badly at Assassin's Creed. You know, you need to think a little bit more stealthy than you normally do.
Right, it's true. Yes.
I did not win anything, but it was good. I saw people looking at my figure and liking it and taking pictures.
Nice.
I left some business cards.
Well, very good.
And yeah, it was a good time.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes. So we got a bunch of things to talk about. We got some Twitter responses we want to get to. But first, Mike echoed our sentiments as we were passing stories around. That I'm sure all of us would agree with. We enjoy being proven right.
Exactly. Even if it's the obvious. I'll take what I can get nowadays. But Sega has recently come out and said Marketing Mushroom, apparently, has dug up...
I think that was a Jim Sterling joke.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go with
it. I don't think his title is literally
Marketing Mushroom.
No,
it's okay. Marketing person.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was maybe some sort of research group or something.
No.
So that would be a good name for a company, though. Marketing Mushroom?
Yeah. The much reputable Marketing Mushroom.
So basically, Sega is stating what we and many other gamers have already been saying for a while. The obvious that, hey, Mad World might have been better on the 360 or the PS3. You know, not really much more to say on it, but basically he's just saying, you know, hey, we're looking back at all these games like Mad World, House of the Dead, Conduit, you know, and obviously House of the Dead worked a little bit more on the Wii with the controller.
Those are all Wii-exclusive titles.
Yeah. Right. These are all Wii-exclusive titles, but...
With the rails of House of Dead and stuff
right,
like
you know, as a rail shooter, it works a little better with the Wiimote. But, and isn't the Conduit a rail shooter, too?
It's a first-person shooter. I don't think it's on rails.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't think, maybe I'm thinking Dead Space Extraction was a rail
shooter.
Yeah,
that one was a rail shooter, yeah.
But basically, he's coming out and saying, hey, this probably should have been on the big boy consoles. We took a risk. We thought maybe it would work. Obviously, it didn't. Boo-hoo for us.
Well, it seemed like it was a good game. I just don't think people it wasn't really for the casual gamers that the Wii focuses on. Well, and has a majority of their audience.
We've talked about this a couple times already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple weeks ago I was talking about how, you know, Nintendo needs to kind of seed the market.
Of the casual games.
Yeah, I'm saying the hardcore. They just need to give it up. Just
right.
You know, give it up. And I got a little bit of crap for it. And
yeah, because there's the fanboys out there that are going to be like, but Mario and
Metroid. And I'm not saying that, but... The thing about that failed to me with Mad World and also with No More Heroes was that the game itself was not enhanced by the motion controls.
No.
And I would say the same thing about Mario Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing about the Metroid games. Yeah. That were on the Wii, it's just there was nothing about those games that...
Especially with Mad World, there was nothing about in that game that made it. I think, in fact, it would have been better with a controller.
Absolutely.
At least with No More Heroes, I think I had talked about this before. I kind of got the thrill of okay, with the Wiimote, I can slash and kill, you know, my opponent. This whole thing was like moving the nunchuck and the Wiimote in a certain way to be able to do some sort of, you know, body slam or whatnot that didn't make sense most of the time.
So you guys are just saying that it didn't quite take advantage of the uniqueness of Wii, which is, you know, the motion controller.
No.
I don't know if that's the right way to put it. To me, it's more that game type isn't enhanced at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's not made better because of the controls. If anything, it's harmed by it.
I think
I just think that style of game, I think, you know, the Wii controls are really good for movement-based games, any sort of pointing game, any exercise games, and even like first-person shooters or rail shooters where, you know, like light gun style games. Mm-hmm. Anything that's enhanced by literally pointing something at the screen, I think the Wii would work, which is why I think like House of the Dead worked. Mm-hmm. You know, and while, you know, you can argue about, well, you know, that's still hardcore and ever, but
at
least it was taking advantage of the mechanics, and the mechanics weren't getting in the way of the game. With Mad World and even with No More Heroes, it just felt like it was just this needless bullshit attached to a game that I mean, really wanted to play. And I enjoyed both those games.
Especially when you're trying to move a character around and do this shit at the same time, you know, it's... I mean, I don't know if it's just me and I can't walk and chew bubblegum at the same time, or if it's the whole, I'm trying to move a character and kill shit while moving around like I'm in a fucking rave with these things at the same time is a lot of bullshit.
I am in that same camp of walking and chewing bubblegum, not being able to do that. But whenever you talk about controllers and like controls in games, the less complicated, the better. So, I mean, it sounds
I disagree.
If you, well, that's because you're a different kind of beast.
Well, okay,
you're crazy. But
I'm just saying, you know, I want to get at the meat of a game. I don't want to have to learn in it. Like an entirely new language. I mean, I don't want it to be like homework. I want it to just jump in, right?
I see it both because I like having the option of being able to do 50,000 moves, but I only remember 5. But I like the option.
See, that's why, like, in going with that applies a lot with fighters. Like, I know a lot of people who are like, they love Street Fighter over Mortal Kombat because in Street Fighter or a Soul Calibur and all that, you can get away with being a button masher. In Mortal Kombat,
it's
you will get...
much more combo-based, whereas Mortal Kombat
In
really
Mortal Kombat,
right.
You will get destroyed if you try to button mash. If somebody knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
But in Mortal Kombat, in order to pull off one move, you might have to hit 7 buttons perfectly in succession.
Yeah. Right.
But, I really enjoy the option, as in just the Force Unleashed, the first one, just being able to do all the different, like, here I'm going to do a bunch of Force stuff. Now I'm going to do some blocks, and I'm going to do some lightsaber things. And I'm a decent multitasker.
Yeah.
Because I'm a woman.
You're a lady.
Ooh.
It helps.
Okay.
Yeah, so that doesn't really bother me. When it comes to doing camera stuff and having to move things, I think it's when you're having to control more than just your character. Other than like a first-person shooter where it's, you know, it's just kind of all one motion.
Right.
It sounds like Mad World was just a lot of work to get around, but it shouldn't be like that.
I think the Wii control scheme and by extension the Move and I think in some degrees the Kinect, it breaks down in a third-person action game. Because in first-person you can kind of get away with it because there is that extra immersion where it's like, you know, I'm seeing out my own eyes basically in a first-person shooter. You know, so there that will help it a little bit. But, you know, when you're trying to, like you said, navigate cameras and, you know, position yourself and doing all of this stuff, I think it's just, it's the control scheme is just not precise enough.
Sure.
To handle that, I guess.
Right, and it takes the fun out of it. You know, even though I want options, I don't want it to be so complicated that it takes me half an hour to get from one side of the level to the other and not have fun with it. You know?
Maybe the Wii is still trying to cut its teeth on like what it does best.
Sure.
And so it's like, okay, like admitting saying, well, okay, maybe these games weren't the greatest. Maybe it learns from those mistakes and we'll get some better Wii games in the future.
Maybe.
Well, in the case
I hope so. They
don't.
Cut
your teeth 5 years into your life cycle.
They seem like they are slow learners.
In the case with this is...
Oh, but motion-based gaming, I mean, you can argue that, like, Xbox and PlayStation, those have had long periods of time where those type of controls have been used.
You're talking the controller types.
Yeah, controller types. So I'm like, with a Wii controller type, yeah, it's been around for a few years now, but if you're talking, like, motion controllers, it's still very early, I think. I mean, in it relative to the other controls.
And it didn't help that the Wii is terribly imprecise. We'll see.
Right.
You know, now that Move and Wii Motion Plus will change that. Mike, you've tried to jump in here.
I was
a couple
just saying,
times.
In the case with this, is that this is Sega coming out and saying,
"Yeah, we fucked up.
Yeah, we fucked up. This isn't like Nintendo
which
being
is good. You know, I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. This isn't Nintendo don't... coming out and saying, "Oh yeah, we screwed up your game.
That's
sorry."
Because Nintendo won't do that. No. Nintendo will never apologize.
This is Sega being like, "Yeah, this was a bad idea." Because didn't they release No More Heroes 2 on the other consoles? Or weren't there? There was talk about it.
Well,
at least.
Yeah, but there was. Yeah, there's
there was
a lot
always
of
talk.
Yeah, exactly.
They talk a lot.
They do. Like you said, it's always nice to be proven right.
It is. Yeah. Even if it's the obvious statement of the year, it's I'll take it when I can get it.
So we had a couple of people on Twitter and Facebook mention that they want to talk about the VGAs, which
what?
Were last week.
Huh?
We talked a little bit about that last week, some of the nominations and our opinions of them.
Was I nominated?
No.
Are you a video game?
You didn't do anything in a video game, so.
Shit. Yeah. I meant to get around to that.
So a couple,
little late.
A couple things. One thing was Studio of the Year that we talked about.
Fancy Pants?
No. Aww. Not that kind of studio.
Our studio needs some upgrades before we're going to win any awards.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Considering the competition was Rockstar, Bungie, Blizzard, and BioWare.
We could be considered.
Who are they?
Actually, Courtney may not actually know.
I'm legitimately asking.
Who? No, we could be considered.
He's like,
the
why
shabby
is it Konami
chic?
On there?
Yeah, we're shabby chic.
We're
yeah.
shabby chic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where's Intellivision and Konami? And
I don't think Mattel has made anything Mattel. In quite a while.
They make Barbies.
So studio.
Yeah, why isn't Wii released a Barbie game? God,
there's a Game Boy Barbie game that's incredibly
yeah.
hard.
Oh. Yeah, there's yeah Barbie's much more for the portables.
Yeah,
it's like a burn Barbie.
No. Oh. Studio of the Year went to my favorite, BioWare, and I think that was kind of our impression that we all...
I would have said Bungie or BioWare, I guess.
Bungie hasn't really done... I mean,
Bungie's like, oh, Halo. Look, Halo, we shit out another Halo.
But
congratulations.
See, but it's not...
I can say that about Mortal Kombat.
Is it considered shitting out a game if it's a good game?
No, but it's like you're a one-trick pony. You're doing the same thing over
but
and over.
But if they do it really well.
I know.
Well, I mean, okay, if you look at the other suggestions on here, you got Blizzard and BioWare. Neither of them really did much different than they normally
do. No,
did,
and neither does Rockstar.
Oh. Yeah, it's well, they specify. There we go.
Specify.
Words are hard. They specify Rockstar San Diego, and I don't know which games that those were responsible for.
That was Red Dead.
Was Red Dead. Yeah.
I thought that was North. I thought that was Rockstar North.
North worked on all the DLC for Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Thank goodness our super engineer Jeff keeps track of that stuff for
but
us.
But yeah, I mean every one of those developers
incorrectly.
Every one of those developers does the same thing. They do it well, but they do the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same game with a different skin.
Yep.
So what are the other?
Let's see. We obviously called the best PC game. It was gonna be StarCraft.
Yeah, the only competition it had was Civ 5, and nobody was giving it
to
that.
No one was going to do that.
No.
Call of Duty Black Ops did not get Game of the Year,
which
we all guessed.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I was not here. So
the nominations were Call of Duty Black Ops, which did actually win Best Shooter. Which
against
of course,
what?
Against Battlefield.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Battlefield. Well, actually, in the best shooter category, it did have some competition because it had Battlefield Bad Company 2, which a lot of people liked.
Oh, yeah.
And Halo Reach, which a lot of people dug.
Okay.
Pew.
So, and BioShock 2, but that never really had a shot.
Yeah.
That is the appropriate sound effect for a shooter, is
pew,
yes.
Pew, pew.
Call of Duty Black Ops did not get Game of the Year. It was up against God of War 3, Halo Reach, Mass Effect 2, and Red Dead Redemption. Now,
what were your all individual picks of your like,
I what you would have I wanted it to be Red Dead, but I thought it was going to be Cod Blobs, and I came out victorious.
I said Scott Pilgrim because it was the only other game that I played that came out.
I would have said Bayonetta.
Yeah,
because that was
yeah
my
that was nowhere
game.
On any of these. So.
Yeah.
Why sexiest game?
There's that's not a category. Jeff, do you want to say something here?
I said Mass Effect 2, so I was wrong.
Yes, I was with him. I would, you know, we've gotten questions about what our particular games of the year is. I still say that I'm surprised Assassin's Creed did not get on.
Yeah,
there.
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
but Anyway, yeah, Red Dead Redemption ended up picking it up, which is a bit of a shock.
Oh, yeah, that was. That is the upset of the year.
Because I figured if it wasn't going to be Call of Duty, it was going to be Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, yeah.
But, you know, the other nominees for Game of the Year all won in other categories. God of War 3 got Best PS3. Mass Effect 2 got Best Xbox 360. And let's see. Halo Reach didn't actually get anything. So
Did Mario?
Super Mario Galaxy 2 got Best Wii Game.
Well, again, what was it going up against?
I liked the new Super Marios. That was fun. Super Mario
Brothers.
Metroid
Other M, Kirby's Epic Yarn, and Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Have you played Kirby Yarn? Have you played any of the other games?
It's
that
crap.
Just came out.
Did you honestly play Kirby's Epic Yarn?
I played it at a store.
Yeah, okay.
I actually think that the new Donkey Kong Country looks kind of cool.
Yeah,
I got it for my brother.
Compared against Super Mario Galaxy 2, none of those were standing a fair shot in hell.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption actually picked up two awards. It picked up Game of the Year and Best Original Score, which I am completely in favor of. That was a beautiful score.
Oh, yeah. Especially that ending song.
Oh, yeah.
Is just like, that's one of the few times.
I was so pissed. I talked about that before.
There was one of the
so
few times that I get emotional.
Can we not have a Red
game.
Dead?
No, we won't.
Long conversation.
No, I know.
No, I'm just reiterating old things.
So, cruelty.
How many horses did you kill?
Artex.
47.
He's a cougar hunter.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game, did get Best Adapted
Woo-hoo!
Video Game.
God damn it.
I win. I mean,
Best Original Video Game?
Against what?
What's Best Original Video Game then?
Well, that's screenplay.
That's yeah,
Academy
yeah.
That was
yeah. Yes. You know, eventually we're just gonna have to give you a mic if you keep wanting to chime in here.
I know. Well, I didn't bring my video game.
Yeah. All right.
I got a rubber band.
Yeah, super engineer Jeff, keep yourself occupied with
no,
the
No, don't
band.
Shoot me.
Yeah,
you already came on me last week. Don't shoot at me now.
This was another the best adapted video game is another one where it was like there was really no other option. Scott Pilgrim, you had Lego Harry Potter years 1-4.
That is a really good. You didn't play it. That's a damn good game.
I thought it was very entertaining.
Yes.
I don't even like the Lego games.
Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, which I've heard very mixed things with. Transformers War for Cybertron, again, I've heard very, very mixed things with that. Mm. And Force Unleashed 2.
Which we know this.
Yeah, that was obviously winning it.
It didn't?
No.
God, I gotta play this game.
Don't believe the hype.
So the only real surprises, I would say, on here, we'll just whip through them real quick here. Best handheld game, God of War, goes to Sparta. Yeah, that wasn't shocking. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood did get best action adventure game,
okay.
Which was good. Best multiplayer, Halo Reach. Yeah, figures. Mm-hmm.
You said Halo Reach didn't get anything. You lied.
I was wrong. I didn't read that far down the list.
You don't have good read.
You didn't read the whole list, and yet you call out when something didn't win?
I'm sorry.
Great
it was
job.
On the other page.
He has the Chicago Tribune syndrome.
Yeah. Sorry.
He had to turn the page.
I did. It was
Evan, did Thomas Dewey win?
No.
Were there like people categories?
There were two in here. There was best performance by a human male and best performance by a human female.
Did we win that?
Neither.
Oh.
We've got for best human female, actually don't oh here it is. Okay.
That's such a bizarre name for a category.
Yeah, it is.
That's cyber
that's
female
human.
And cyber
human.
humans.
Well, so for best performance by human male, the only non-celebrity was a guy named Robert Whitehoff who did John Marston in Red Dead Redemption. But you had Daniel Craig, Gary Oldman, John Cleese, Martin Sheen, Nathan Fillion, Neil Patrick Harris, and Sam Worthington were the other nominees.
What about the people? What about like John?
Oh, John, yeah.
That does Bender's voice.
John DiMaggio?
John DiMaggio?
Yeah, or what about, who does Nathan Drake's voice?
I don't think,
Nolan North.
Why
would
they have him on there?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Neither one
I am outraged. None of those people win.
Actually, Neil Patrick Harris won.
Okay, I was going to say, out of all those people,
yes.
Neil needs to
win. NPH wouldn't do that.
What game was he for?
He was Peter Parker in Amazing Spider-Man.
Because he actually is the voice of Peter Parker on the animated
and the
Spider-Man
animated show. Yep,
He does a lot of voices for the DC Batman movies too.
Yeah.
Yep. And then for best human female, you got Dame Judi Dench as M in the James. I would love to have Dame Judi Dench. God, words are tough. Dame Judi
Dench.
You're
not the one who's been drinking.
She's got the mantle. I think she's got a couple Oscars and the British Oscars and
right.
and all that stuff. And I just want to see like a Spike video game award like right next to it.
With
that.
A spotlight on it.
Yeah.
And everything
Absolutely.
Else is just like dusty and cobwebby.
That's right. But you've got Judi Dench. I'm not going to try the name. Danica Patrick as herself.
Wow.
Emmanuel Chikri, Felicia Day from Fallout New Vegas, Jennifer Hale as from Mass Effect, as well as Yvonne Strahovski from Mass Effect.
Wait, well, you can pronounce Russian, but you can't pronounce an English name.
I just
enjoy it because it's Strahovski. Just sounds funny. Oh. Kristen Bell from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, mm-hmm. and Trisha Helfer from StarCraft II, and she actually won, even though she's not in the game very much.
Oh. You know what I think is just a crime? It's like Kristen Bell is with Dax Shepard.
You know what I feel like is a crime? That, no, it's not a crime. I feel it's the opposite. That all these awesome couples like Zac Efron and Vanessa Hodgson's is broke up. And
Hodgson's?
Is that a disease?
Yes, it is.
A type of lymphoma.
And then
Scarlett, non-Hodgson's lymphoma.
Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, they're broke up.
They split.
That's what I said. I'm saying
they're all breaking up. Oh.
Yeah, they're all breaking up.
Well, it's because she's Marvel and he's DC now. That's why.
God,
so
you're
true.
Right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Although, no, but he's a switch hitter.
Well, no, he's got a contract with DC now with Green
but
Lantern.
But he's also got a contract with Marvel.
No.
As Deadpool.
That's why he can't be Deadpool is because he's got a 3-movie deal with Green Lantern.
Did they say you can't be in a Marvel movie in the contract?
I don't know.
Because they're still planning on making the Deadpool movie.
I thought that was the whole reason that people were saying that the Deadpool movie is dead.
No, people are dumb.
Well, regardless, he is a DC character now. She is a Marvel character.
He doesn't even get to wear the costume. They just digitally
I know. Regardless.
I hate
he's
that
a whore.
Costume. And I refuse to see that movie. I'm angry.
I'm going
to
wait till it comes
out.
She's
crossed her arms. People can't see this at all. Yeah. She's crossed. You can tell she's angry.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure your message will be heard loud and clear at DC and Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And
let's call. But I'm not the only one who thinks
at least he
retarded.
Doesn't have to do the retarded, raspy voice. That's my one complaint with Batman. Is
yeah.
He puts on the outfit and it's.
But that's,
and all of a sudden it's. I talk like this.
That's
I'm a tough guy now.
Christian Bale being Christian Bale.
Yeah. He's got to disguise his voice, otherwise they'll know he's Bruce Wayne.
Well, hey, if Michael Keaton didn't have to do it, no one should
exactly.
Have to.
Exactly.
All right.
If George Clooney,
I should be able to, on this podcast, disguise my voice now as a tough guy voice every time I talk.
False.
But I guess, I mean, the other one we talked about was best downloadable game. You wanted Scott Pilgrim. It did not Woo-hoo! Win that. Actually, Costume Quest won that, which I'm a little surprised at.
I want to play that now.
I figured Monday Night Combat would be, or Scott Pilgrim would be a
Limbo?
Good favorite for that. Limbo actually got best independent game, which against Joe Danger, which is a little surprising it lost to that. Actually, it's surprising it lost to any of these. Joe Danger, Super Meat Boy, and The Misadventures of PB Winterbottom.
Oh, yeah.
So that was actually a
tough
fought category.
I think that the big time press gave a lot of love to Limbo, and that doesn't shock me as much as it does you. But
yeah. I
figured it would have been that or Super Meat Boy just because of everybody's hard on
that was,
for
that
game.
That was kind of my that was going to be my favorite for that one. But most anticipated game was interesting. I don't know if we talked about that. It's not you are one of four people that are interested in playing that game.
How can that be a category if the game isn't even out yet?
This is the worst. I hate this is the stupidest category ever. I have expressed this multiple times. This is a worthless category.
Well,
this is the first time we're going to agree on anything.
The options were, Batman Arkham City, Bioshock Infinite, Gears of War 3, and Portal 2.
Oh,
now,
God, that's a hard list.
We talked about, like, one of the big reasons behind...
Little Big Planet 2 is not on that list. That's surprising.
One of the big reasons why we thought Call of Duty was going to be a shoo-in because we figured the Spike audience, it's going to, because that's a lot of where the voting comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So... we figured, obviously, Call of Duty is going to do it.
So, Homefront.
Again.
No.
So, to me, Gears of War seems an obvious choice.
No.
For the most anticipated game. Given that crowd.
Well,
But it was actually Portal 2.
I was going to say it was Portal 2.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, especially given that.
But I've heard that, because then they unveil some trailer at the awards
for it,
and I heard it's, like, amazing.
Yes, the trailer was pretty fantastic. Also,
is there cake in it?
There was no.
There is no cake.
No.
Then I refuse.
But they did have a bunch of really cool trailers on here. They did announce a couple things that we probably don't give a shit about.
Oh, like SSX.
Actually, one of our Twitter followers did want us, is like super excited for SSX.
Wait, the snowboarding game?
The snowboarding
game. Okay, can I tell you that one winter I played the shit out of that game? I think it was my my junior year.
I'm sorry.
No, they're really, really fun. They're fun games. Why?
She actually played it longer than in the store, so.
No, I played SSX.
No, I owned it. I owned it and I played it.
I went back to the GameStop the next day and I'm like, I don't want this. This is crap.
You give games a day.
Yeah, no, give it a day.
It was a really, really fun game.
And then you go back to the GameStop with attitude.
Yeah.
like they crafted the game themselves.
Listen, Mr. GameStop clerk, I don't like your game.
Which means I don't like you.
The other games that were announced, Uncharted 3, yeah. Which, again, shocker. Let's see, Prototype 2. Which was one of like the worst kept secrets of that setup. Resistance 3 again. Everyone was going to do that one. Mass Effect 3, another one, not a terribly well kept secret. Although right. I am super excited mm-hmm. about that one because I'm a Mass Effect whoer. Arkham City also that awesome where they
pretty.
reveal Hugo Strange is the bad guy. And that's exciting.
Was Man-Bat in it at all, I wonder?
It's entirely possible. The ones that were kind of surprising for me.
Manuel.
The ones that were kind of surprising for me were Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, which there hasn't been an Elder Scrolls
Sounds
game.
Sounds kinky.
it hasn't been an Elder Scrolls game since Oblivion, which was like a launch uh-huh. PS3 title.
Maybe we better not burn out this Fallout thing quite yet. Let's go back to the Elder Scroll, which is the precursor to Fallout, the Fallout engine.
Well, it's, uh-huh. from what it sounds like, they're going to do a whole new engine for this, so they're not going to do that really shitty Fallout engine for the new game. So that's exciting. And also Guillermo del Toro, one of my favorite directors, he's on that short list of can really do no wrong, as far as I'm concerned. He's putting out a game called Insane. That will be out in 2013.
And that's via THQ.
Yes.
Yeah. So if the world is still around in 2013.
And I don't know if it'll be in the magazine or if it'll be on GameInformer.com, but Annette just did a phone interview with Guillermo.
With Guillermo del Toro.
So somebody wanted us to talk about SSX.
Well, I believe it was Denzalo mentioned something on Twitter that he basically said what are our most anticipated games that they revealed. In those trailers, and he had brought up that he was actually the most excited for the new SSX.
I'm going to have to yell at him.
I think I'm just going to buy that and play it.
Just to spite you.
Oh, yes.
It's
you
a fun
buying
game.
A game
is out
of spite to me.
For somebody who likes the worst sport games, you don't like SSX.
What? Because I like Madden. I like the worst sports games. Okay.
Hey, did you see that the MLB Manager game is coming out?
Yeah, I hate Manager games. Manager, head coach...
I want you to play it just
FIBA
so I can
manager,
hear
it. They're dumb. No, they're dumb. There's some
if we raised enough money, would you play SSX from start to finish?
I would play it from start to finish. Yes.
You don't get
if
to
we
keep
if
all
we
of
raise
it,
if we raise no no I will okay I'll say that now if we raise if we get our Kickstarter goal, oh. I will play SSX. From start to finish.
No,
without complaint.
No meals.
Without complaint.
Or bathroom.
Constant. You sit down on Tuesday. You call me on Friday saying, I can't feel my legs.
But I can do an amazing 180 backside.
But somehow I figured out how to do a 12, whatever.
I can do a 10,000 degree spin.
But by the way, I now have cirrhosis of the liver from holding in my urine.
Very good.
So there you go, listeners. If you
bed sores and atrophied legs.
I will be willing to put myself through harm for you, the listener, if you contribute enough money.
Yes, absolutely.
I will.
We'll stream it live.
I'll put it on a fucking webcam. Sure, why the fuck not? Nice. I'm all about humiliating myself.
Nice. Last thing about the VGA is the ratings for this are actually down for the fourth consecutive year. It was about 620,000 people watched it, which is garbage.
Because the internet, because here's the thing. It's like.
What night was it on? Sorry.
Saturday night.
Because it's Saturday night. You're doing stuff.
I don't want to watch a video award show on a Saturday night.
Let me tell you, if you were in the metro area last Saturday night, you weren't doing shit.
Oh, yeah. Cole was watching movies.
I
was watching
and playing
movies.
Video games. That's what people were doing.
For some weird idea that stores would be open. So
yeah,
I tried to drive to one.
You're an idiot.
I know. I am crazy.
I think the big thing with this is that the only people that watch this are watching it for the trailers, and they know the trailer is going to be online in like 2 hours after the show.
Or
over.
If I wanted to know anything, I just followed people's Twitter feeds.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
what I did.
Exactly. No. So,
or if you're like me, you don't know what channel Spike is on because you never watch.
There's
it.
Also that too. So one of the big reveals at the VGAs was that Kratos will actually be in the new Mortal Kombat game, which apparently just announced a collector's edition, I guess.
Wait, yeah. He was. It was called Baraka.
They just sharpened some teeth and gave him a better skin tone. Well, yeah, you know that at least Evan and I are a fan of collector editions, if they seem worth it.
I am. I admit it.
You whores.
So I guess Mortal Kombat.
Just put
Kombat,
a statue in something and I'll fucking buy it.
It was the.
And I'll cry the whole way to the counter. Why am I doing this?
Buy it.
So the limited edition was announced yesterday, and we'll have to throw a link to it because the pictures of it look amazing. It comes with this sweet Scorpion and Sub-Zero figure. It takes up like half the box.
Are they holding hands?
They're frolicking through a glade.
Yeah, it's in. They're under like a waterfall, and their hair is all entwined with you.
What is this, Mortal Kombat the Avatar edition?
It's Mortal Kombat Brokeback Mountain.
Nice.
So yeah, they only made 20,000 copies.
Well, isn't there? There's two collector's editions. There's one, and then there's like the ultimate collector's edition. I thought.
Okay. So well, no, this one
it's
just
it's
says,
the K. Collectors.
Yeah, the collector's edition has an art book, some classic costume DCLs for your avatar for Xbox.
Yes.
And it says sweet Scorpion / Sub-Zero figure.
Where they're frolicking and holding hands on a waterfall.
I like that. Mortal Kombat Brokeback Mountain.
Oh,
I wish
no.
I knew
oh.
how to finish him.
Okay, and then...
Sorry. No, I think that was extremely clever, and I think you deserved that slow clap.
Okay, so I guess there's a tournament good. Edition.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say.
And that comes with a fight stick.
That's right. Yeah.
What is a fight stick?
That's the
arcade.
Like the,
come here.
Yeah, the big arcade.
Come closer, and I'll show you.
Come here.
That's the one that's only doing 20,000 of.
Yeah. It comes again with the DLC.
Yes.
With that.
And what I like in the ad for it, they showed, like, apparently you're gonna be able to like fight your avatars in Xbox. Like you can dress them up like the Mortal Kombat characters and like somehow fight them. Like there was some sort of hint about.
Yeah,
that.
Because I
that
noticed.
That actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate everything to do with avatars.
Because if you see the picture, it shows like, you know, you're full on costumes on for all the DCL, the downloadable content. Yeah. It's all the costumes, like the Raiden one, is just full Raiden costume.
Yeah,
so I want to be Goro.
They had the guy with the blade hat. I forget what his name is.
Kung Lao.
Kung Lao. Thank you.
I like.
Sorry.
What's her name? Katana. She's got
the size.
No,
she's the
fans.
Oh, she's the fans. Sorry.
Yeah.
The fans.
Either way, her name
doesn't
is Katana.
Have,
she should have.
She,
katana.
Yeah, I was gonna say she has no katanas. That's weird.
Granted, it's Kitana, not Katana, but still.
Oh well, that's how much I know.
Is
about
it? Is it how nunchuck many? Or noonchuck?
Have they said? Who
I've
the
heard
characters
it both ways.
Are going to be, by the way?
For, oh, in the game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that. This was just for the...
Noonchuck is all the time.
Just tell you and show
I've,
you pictures.
I've heard that too, yes.
This was just to show you what was in the...
We have two conversations going on here at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about important things. Yeah.
We're talking about nunchucks.
Oh, God.
Noonchucks.
But the whole Kratos being in Mortal Kombat reminds me of the only reason I got excited for Lost Planet 2 is there was a trailer that came out with Dom and Marcus from Gears of War in it, and I was horribly disappointed to find out they're not actually in the game.
So they're just like a...
Well, yeah, weren't they like multiplayer skins or something
thing?
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like,
well, they're not...
Well, fuck this.
They'd be bad at fighting, but good at shooting guns and such.
I know, but I was like pissed. I'm like, why'd you give me a trailer where I had this illusion that I could put Marcus and Dom in Lost Planet, which wasn't a
well,
good
you
game
can.
Anyways.
It's in multiplayer. Well,
so it doesn't
that requires
have a,
me to have to socialize with
it. It doesn't have a price listed for the collector's edition.
It's
how much
be
you
an
guys?
Asshole.
How much you guys think it's going to be?
$70.
Well, the fight stick, the one with
it's
the fight
more,
stick, is going to be at least $150,
yeah.
If not $200. I
yeah.
Can,
yeah. Well, that's the one that's only 20,000 that you can get.
Evan, will
that's,
you be getting one?
Fuck no.
The statue looks really cool. Even it though does. I'm not a Mortal Kombat huge fan, I still kind of want it just to have on my desk.
Will you be getting that one?
But it looks like it...
Probably not, no.
I would guess maybe 90.
No. Yeah, I would say anything with a with an actual figure.
And it's a big figure.
Yeah, it's probably 80, 90 bucks. So... But you know what? That to me, when they're putting that shit out, that means they're really willing to put some effort behind Mortal Kombat.
Sure.
There really wasn't a whole lot behind Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Oh, that was a terrible fucking game.
Well, I'm talking in the marketing. You know, yeah. I mean, they yeah. you know, and so this kind of gives me hope that the mm-hmm. new Mortal Kombat will be a fairly substantial game. So
it looks decent. Uh-huh. From the pictures that it shows.
I want it.
But we know that pictures can be deceiving.
And when does it come out again?
Next year sometime.
Yeah, it does, well, yeah, it doesn't
I don't think,
say.
I don't think they've announced a date yet.
This was just announcing pictures.
I would love if they had, like, connect abilities in that.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Just, awesome. I can just see you doing, like, chop socky moves in front of the TV.
That, oh, no, no, I would just want to, like, try to do the whole, like, how do I rip out your spinal cord again and show it to you right before you die?
Weirdly enough, it's waving. That's how you do that.
I enjoyed all of the fatalities of ripping out people's organs and then just, like, parading with them or being like, hey, look, I got your brains. Okay, you die now.
No one is surprised by this.
No, no.
I think that Kinect Mortal Kombat would be an amazing
It'd
game.
It'd be the best idea ever.
Yeah.
Get
Only
on
if
this.
You could fight with real swords and actually kill the person.
Fight sticks. Maybe that's what the fight stick's for.
I think that should be the next Wii. Instead of, you know, they've already done the motion control, so they got to one up it. You wear gloves,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you almost do the
mocap.
Not the mocap stuff, but you, where
he's my favorite.
If I'm playing Courtney multiplayer,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I punch him and he's damaged, current goes through the gloves and it actually physically harms him.
Ah, so it's like torture.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
I'm thinking that's the next step to go.
I don't know how that would sell here. Maybe in like Riyadh or some foreign country, they might be all about the
Man,
torture.
Think about that with Call of Duty.
I can see that in some frat houses. Some like some people who are really into UFC. Possibly.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's a... for like the super hardcore first-person shooter players on PC, you can actually get a vest.
Don't
that
you remember
you wear.
I played that or I had that on
Did
me?
You? Did you?
Yes.
We always what forget everything you say.
Oh my god, I haven't even talked about that. It's a TNT vest or something like that. TNT.
Yeah, so cut me some slack. You haven't
it
talked
was,
about it.
It was at E for All, and yeah, we wore it and play. I played Call of Duty 2 on PC, mm-hmm. and it really does like hit you and stuff. And they said they were going to send me one, but they never did, which is understandable because it's like $300.
Yeah, it's expensive.
But no, yeah, and I don't know what's happened to it since. I haven't seen it anywhere.
I think they've kind of modified it over the years, but.
But yeah, no, I put it on. They had a pink one.
Of course.
And a red one and a camo one.
Of course. One thing that is also not going to come out ever, Ender's Game, which I didn't even know they were working on a game for that.
I didn't know that either, but bad news for fans of Ender's Game, the award-winning sci-fi novel. Back in 2008, Chair Entertainment had started work on a video game adaptation of Ender's Game. But now co-founder Donald Mustard, which I think is a fantastic name.
He should join the army and raise to the rank of colonel and then quit.
Colonel Mustard.
Later in life, he kills someone with a candlestick. In the study.
He actually builds a study onto his house with the sole purpose to kill someone in it eventually.
Mr.
Boy,
Plum.
Man, if we could only contact Mr. Mustard.
Mr. Mustard just doesn't have the same kind of ring to it.
Unless he's mean.
Mean Mr. Mustard.
I don't know. It
sounds like a terrible child children's book.
Isn't it
a Beatles song?
Is it really?
Yeah, that's why.
This
I
is another
there.
One. I wasn't. I didn't hear a Beatles song until I was a teenager, so I don't know these things.
There's a lot of Beatles songs. It's okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anyway, Donald Mustard. He's confirmed to Joystick that the studio's Ender's Game has been put on indefinite hold. Announced in early 2008, the downloadable game was to take place in the story's battle room, a place where the protagonist partakes in simulation combat. So those of you who've read the book, like me, it's my all-time favorite novel.
Do you have it? Because I would like to borrow it.
Yeah, I can give you it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an aside.
That was a really long explanation for a yes. But anyways, okay. I will take it off your hands.
Yeah. He's not used to girls asking him for things. So yeah. He got a little flustered.
I did get a little. You took me right off off the rails there.
Men, however, he's used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Mustard.
Let's talk about that for another 5 minutes. No.
He said basically that they had an amazing design for an Ender's game, but one of Epic's primary objectives is to create original and unique franchises, and he doesn't feel that Ender's game fits into their strategic objective anymore.
Wait till they do a movie.
Yeah, well, but still, it's like I'm a little saddened because I loved Ender's game, but. There's been so many attempts by like Hollywood and video game publishers to try to create a game, and I'm almost glad that they haven't because it's like it's setting the franchise up to be vulnerable to ruining it, like or tarnishing it in any way or cheapening it. So I'm glad that it still kind of remains in book form only.
They should do what they did with Hobbit, where. Enough people fucked it up that Peter Jackson was like, all right, motherfuckers, I will do this. Apparently nobody
fine,
else will be able to
fine,
do this.
Fine, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I would like to say I'm really disappointed in this story. The few places that even covered it, none of them did the obvious awesome headline. Ender's game ended.
Yes.
That's it. That's your headline right there. Nobody went with it.
That's a perfect one.
I know. Very sad.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Maybe this will make you feel better.
No, I doubt it.
It's free Assassin's Creed download.
That okay. sounds good.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm listening.
Go on.
I'm the game.
I'm still listening, Jeff.
Evan's gonna borrow him the game, and then Courtney's gonna borrow me a book. So
yes.
We're gonna make a cycle.
What am I gonna get out of this?
I'll give you my cat.
No, I don't want your cat.
I'm giving nor receiving nothing.
You are excluded.
You're abstaining from this transaction.
Merry fucking
Fuck
Christmas.
You all, I'm Switzerland. I stay out of this.
So the first of two free updates for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood has come to the Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. The first one, it has a new multiplayer map for Mont Saint Michael. Hmm. It's just another pretty map. And then another game mode, which is called Advanced Alliance, which organizes your players into three teams of two.
Yeah, there's the alliance mode comes with the game, and in this game they also include an advanced version of one of the game types. So this is just an advanced version of one of the other existing game types.
And I like to play in teams, so that would be something fun. Hopefully, Cole will get this game for Christmas, and then I can play it.
Yeah, we're not about to go and get things on our own. We just secretly hope and wish that people will just buy them for us.
We're a bunch of communists, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next update will be coming next month, and it's going to be a similar mode and map type of things. And the map will be Pizna. Pizna. Whatever.
I think it's Pizna.
Pizna. Okay. I was going to say Pizna, but I figured that was really American to pronounce. So, and then the chest capture game mode, which is kind of what it sounds like, a capture and defend. Like capture the flag.
Capture the flag, sort of.
But except you get a chest. Ha ha. Kind of piratey.
No flag. Just chest.
Just a chest. It's a little bit harder to run with.
Is
than
it
a flag.
Filled with doubloons?
I hope so, or else why are you guarding it?
I'm actually kind of excited for this. Simply because they've done so many interesting things with multiplayer modes as it is. I'm really curious to see how they can kind of modify and kind of
build on it.
Build on the capture the flag. Because especially if they're doing a defense, if they do it kind of like the manhunt mode, which is two teams against each other, one attacking, one defending.
Sure.
If they can do it like that but let you move the chest around or do something like that, it could be really interesting. And that's one of the reasons why I still think that Assassin's Creed is still my game of the year right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone that dropped like 100 hours in Mass Effect 2. So, I mean, just the cool things that they have done with multiplayer.
Especially
because
you're such a hater of multiplayer.
I am.
Anything that can get you to move your stance on multiplayer, I think, it's gotta be of great substance
it
to
does.
You. So.
Well, it's also nice that they're free, and then they keep adding to the multiplayer, because if a game can keep you into the multiplayer for a very long time by adding new things, that's a really good way to keep people interested in buying new games or buying content for the game. Even though they're offering you some free stuff, I might be more apt to buy a costume because I like to buy stuff for my avatar and I don't even care.
I don't care what you think. I just want them to fix matchmaking in that game because it is extremely difficult to get into a game.
Does it sometimes take really, really long?
It takes forever, and it's one of those where you need at least six players, and it'll always be like, you know, 3 out of 6, 4 out of 6, 5 out of 6, 5 out of 6.
Do you think enough people are playing it?
4 out of 6. I think there's a ton of people playing, but I just think the way that they're matching people up for game, it's just not working.
Maybe they're being too narrow.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what they're doing wrong, but it's just because a game can't sell that well and only have 5 people online playing.
Well,
it's just impossible. You know? So I don't know. They got to fix something with that because that's been the biggest complaint that a lot of people have had with multiplayer. Yeah. It takes forever. Like last time I had time to sit down and just play video games or play multiplayer, I did laundry because I'd start the game and then I'd go fold laundry for 20 minutes and then I'd just listen for the TV when it says, okay, your round's starting, and then I'd book ass.
Perhaps
over to
Xbox Live has determined that, oh, well, they just already shut off your multiplayer port because they're like, there's no way this kid's playing multiplayer.
Yeah, we raised the price $10, so boo-hoo.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So, we got a bunch of things real quick here. GOG. We're a big fan of GOG. Good
old
games.
And it's funny because they've kind of taken us through like dizzying highs and tragic lows. I mean, like, Evan, I think, is still reeling from when they pulled their, like, we're shutting down prank, you know?
I thought the whole damn thing was hilarious, actually. Yeah. Like,
you died a little inside.
I mean,
lie.
I was a little worried. No, I was worried simply because
you were running around for a bit. You're like, oh my God, no!
Well, it was just because I had all these games that I had, and I didn't have any warning to, like, re-download them so I could keep them.
Right.
That was the only reason why I was upset.
Yeah. But they're making up for it with their big holiday sale. They've got, I think, 290 games, and they have discounts up to 50% off. And granted that these games are already, like, relatively inexpensive, so now they're, like, literally, like, a couple of dollars. So
nice.
Go and check them out. It's worth your while.
Are they all just downloadable games?
Yeah, PC, yeah, PC download games.
Oh, PC,
They've got, you know, like, Far Cry and Duke Nukem 3D and all that good stuff.
They've got Planescape Torment, which is one of the greatest computer role-playing games ever created, and Baldur's Gate 2, which is equally good, or almost equally good. So
very nice.
I know. I'm in the middle of playing Deus Ex right now, and I think after I'm done with that, I'm probably going to try to do Planescape again, or I might do Dragon Quest. Oh shit! What
Dragon's
the hell?
Lair?
No,
the game where you move
Joust?
Your hand back and forth like that.
I think that was Joust. I figured it out. It's all good.
Oh my God! Why can't I remember the game? There's a new Bowenville. One. There's a second one coming out very soon.
Do they have question? Do they have World of Warcraft for Mac?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it. As somebody who went down the dark road,
the hamster turning
no.
the wheel.
Last night I told Cole because their commercial came on for the new stuff, and
for
I go
Cataclysm.
I go, I could play that, and I know I would get really into it because it's cool.
Don't do it.
I was
and Cole goes, don't you dare, and he's like, why would you like that? Because he thought he was mixing it up with StarCraft. He's like, you have a bunch of armies. I was like, let me tell you, Cole, I played StarCraft, and you're confusing it with StarCraft and World of Warcraft. It's like a MMORPG. Like, this is amazing. This is what I
It's the
play.
MMO.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, you should probably not play that. I was like, I do what I want, all right? Don't ever forget
that. Hey, Mike,
that.
we should start smoking crack. That sounds like a great habit to start
developing. Here's one thing that
no,
you guys,
I'm already stupid enough.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that I think you guys should know about me and my video games. If there's something that I can't do it, or if I play it for an hour and I'm really frustrated, I will stop. And it feels like I never used to be that way. So maybe back in the day, if I would have picked up EverQuest or
EverCrack,
yeah, or WoW, I maybe would have been in one of those spots.
Just
but
don't
I just
do
don't
it.
Have the patience to play a game that long.
Yeah.
Even if I really enjoy a game, the longest I could play Bayonetta was like 3 hours, and I was just like, oh God, my eyes, like I can't do it because I stare at the computer all day anyway. So it's hard for me to do that. So I wouldn't worry about me too much.
I'm a lot
but
like that nowadays, though, too. Like
we're still concerned. Yeah. That's our job, is to be concerned.
Right.
It's kind of like when somebody talks about suicide, even if they're not serious. You have to say something.
Who talks about suicide and isn't serious, though?
I don't know, people who do
if I get my chemical romance.
Yeah.
if I get really bored at work, yeah, I'll just like
people who work at Hot Topic.
I was saying on Twitter, going back to WoW, you know, this new expansion is Cataclysm. They've added goblins and werewolves.
Ooh.
As like two kryptonites, like right there.
Goblin werewolf.
Well, and then I soon after that I said if I could be a goblin werewolf Zeppelin pilot, I would just quit my job now. Like that's all I would do.
Blizzard
is
silent.
That is a great image. With the little hat and the goggles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The gloves that go up to your elbows.
Yeah.
Sometimes
working the Zeppelin.
You're making me a little hot right now. Slow down.
You're making me hot.
Sometimes when you haven't shaven kind of like right now, you almost got that look going on too, you know?
I look like a werewolf in mid-transformation because just patches. Just patches of hair.
The werewolf that hasn't patched puberty yet.
That's right. 13
I feel like somebody needs to illustrate that now. A goblin werewolf.
We've got friends that are artistic.
That looks like Evan.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't think Evan looks like a goblin.
No, I'm just saying.
I look like Grom the Fat, which is something that only Warhammer players will ever get. Oh. And only old Warhammer players.
Well, you said fat, so I laughed.
Fat people are funny. So.
Oh, my God. I saw a shirt the other day, Evan, and it says, I'm fat, let's party.
Wow.
That is funny.
Wow.
And like, I almost want to buy it for somebody fat, but then I was like, that's kind of rude. So maybe I should just buy it for myself. But then it's not as funny because I'm not fat.
Then you're ironically wearing
the debacle, aren't you?
It was such a predicament. I was like, I really want to buy this shirt, but I don't know who to buy it for.
Wow.
That's a great shirt in theory, but just not in practice.
No.
No, you just wear it and then just marvel in the confused looks that people give you.
No, what you
wear
should do is wear it.
Work.
You know how like some people like keep jeans that they've outgrown, kind of like, well, those are my goal jeans. I'm gonna work myself.
Yeah.
I have
you
some
work,
shirts like
you
that.
You can work yourself up to that shirt.
Women have a lot of those clothes. I saw a shirt that is like, yeah, I listen to the radio and watch TV at the same time. I like to party. You're like, I like those shirts. Just like let's party. Or yeah, I'm.
A lot of party shirts.
But I feel like those shirts shouldn't even come in a small, you know?
Can you buy the I'm fat in a small shirt?
I don't know.
Because that just seems weird.
I know, but...
For the ironic value alone,
yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm fat, let's party.
Wow.
I still remember the I like to fuck on the first date shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's classy.
Right yeah. There. That's dripping with class.
Just anytime you can get a swear word on a t-shirt, I think is just super classy.
I made a onesie for my little baby cousin that said, fuck you fucking fuck. It was a joke. He didn't really wear it.
Oh, wow.
Lame.
He should have.
They might have put him in it. I don't know. I didn't ever see it, but it was mostly a joke.
Yes.
Also a joke, Cypress Hill.
Yes. And an even bigger joke, the fact that Cypress Hill singer is suing Rockstar over a game that came out 6 fucking years ago.
Ooh, be real?
No, even better. Michael Shag Washington, backup singer of rap group Cypress Hill.
Backup singer.
How the fuck do you... Anyways. So he's filed
obviously
a suit.
Hurting for money.
He's filed a suit against Rockstar Games and Take-Two that he alleges that the main character of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was created using his image and story.
What?
Him and every other fucking rapper out there, for Christ's
okay.
sakes, by the way.
Who, his image? The backup singer's image?
Yes.
End story? Like, it's that well known? It's that well documented? Oh, we would know him.
Behind
him
the
out
music
of, a
of Michael Shag Washington.
Can I just say that somebody must have just bought him that game? Because it's been 6 years.
Or, knowing Cypress Hill, he's finally come out of the pot-induced stupor.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. That looks like me.
Wait a second.
Dude.
Now, my question is okay, so...
My character can eat fast food, too? I do that.
It's supposedly based on his look, but is it... You know,
his life.
Your character can change his look.
Well,
he
can get buff or fat. It's the plaintiff who led a troubled life in his youth. Responded to their questionnaire and retailed the plaintiff told him about the details of his streets, including how teenagers in his gang rode around on bicycles. It's all so very new. After almost 2 hours
very
of questioning.
Very specific.
This is to very his generic. Situation.
Was he friends with Eazy-E as well?
Yeah, or, you know, Notorious B.I.G., which is, you know.
Or Debo from the movie Friday.
Seriously, it's like every character in that game is based off of somebody.
Literally, Eazy-E is in the game.
Yeah, that fucking character. It's Eazy fucking E.
He's dead, though. Eazy, he can't defend himself.
He's got his kid, little Eazy-E, who's a rapper now.
For real?
Yeah.
But his family would still have to sign off on rights of his image.
Oh, yeah. I'm willing to bet, yes.
The only thing that would have made that game better is if that character would have sang the Merry Motherfucking Christmas and Have a Fucked Up New Year song from Eazy-E. That's the best Christmas song ever.
Sounds like
if it. If I remember right, he was kind of a dick in the game, so.
Well, yeah, and I'm assuming
he was a really nice person.
Yeah, I'm assuming Eazy-E wasn't in.
I'm guessing most of NWA weren't nice people.
Ice Cube is delightful.
Ice Cube
haven't
because
you seen his recent films?
He's a teddy bear.
Yes.
Now?
Yeah.
I'm talking in the NWA
then,
era.
Even back then, I think Ice Cube would have been a nice guy to just give me a hug.
My favorite ice
guys,
is Ice-T.
We should be doing all these violent songs.
Guys, we really need to...
He was just a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager.
Yeah. Rolling in his Benzo.
I just really liked Ice-T. Not so much Ice Cube.
I recently watched the Comedy Central roast of Flava Flav,
first mistake.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because on Netflix.
Yeah, they had Ice-T and Snoop Dogg, which is hilarious. The fact that Snoop Dogg is getting high on stage, like they make no qualms about showing it. And by the time he gets up there, he is fucking baked out of his head.
He's got one of those, you know, like diplomatic immunity. He can just gets a pass.
I thought that Willie Nelson had one too, and now he's going to jail for it.
Yes, but he didn't pay his taxes. That's what pisses you off.
Yeah,
that's what pisses him off.
You gotta pay your taxes.
Yeah, he's a smoke.
Yes.
He's a pothead hippie. And that's not necessarily the best hippie. Mm.
As opposed to a gangsta rap?
Yeah, because they usually pay their taxes. They've got lots of money to do it.
Speaking
hippie,
of which,
not so much.
Yeah.
So he's alleging that Rockstar never called him, and now he's seeking $250 million.
Wow.
Which he estimates...
Phone works two ways, Rockstar!
Which he estimates is a quarter of the game's total profits for fraud, misappropriate use of likeness, and copyright infringement. He's also requesting that Take-Two be enjoined from selling the 6-year-old game until he's been compensated for the use of his likeness and ideas.
Well, they were actually...
What if they call his bluff and say, okay?
Makes any sense, but that was available like last week. They were selling it on demand on Xbox. On the Xbox. they were selling it on Xbox Live for like $10, like on demand. So they are still selling it.
Hmm.
They are still making an effort.
Oh, by the way, Take-Two also said the company believes this lawsuit is completely without merit and will vigorously defend itself in the matter.
In other words,
they're just going to be like, just piss off.
Don't you think after everything Take-Two and Rockstar have dealt with because of Grand Theft Auto, you don't think those lawyers are the legal equivalent of fucking Ninja Masters at this point?
Yeah, they're Voltron.
They're just laughing at this.
Listen here, Shag.
If that is your real name.
Mr. Michael Washington.
Pick him up for a long drive in the country.
Yes.
Doesn't Cypress Hill have a reunion tour to do or some shit? You could backup sing on it?
No, they just played...
They have a
like
new
last
album.
Year, like last summer.
They had a new album last year.
I don't know. A lot of that shitty 90s white boy hit.
I think they actually toured with Sublime in the Up and Smoke tour.
Wow.
You're right.
They did.
That's where I heard them. Yep. Yeah. It was like 1996 all over again.
Yeah, yeah. So, speaking of 1996, anybody play any games?
Yeah, actually. And I know this is a shocker to all, but Snowmageddon basically forced me to either play video games or watch movies.
Or type on the typewriter and kill your family with a croquet mallet.
Yeah, well, I ruled that out and went to... Yeah.
After weighing the pros and cons, I
did a little cost benefit analysis and decided that
you don't have a croquet mallet, so yeah. You have to go buy one, and then just
it's a whole ordeal.
Seems like a lot of work. Yeah.
But I went browsing through the Xbox game market, and the first game that I purchased was the Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and I've not played a lot of these fighters before, so I was a little in over
my head. Terrible game to start with.
Yeah, it is. It's hard.
Let me agree with you there. Yes.
That's like, I've never ridden a motorcycle before. Let's do one with a jet engine on it.
So, but here's what I like about it, though, after playing it for a while, is there's so many different characters from both Capcom and Marvel, and finding different combinations and, you know, figuring that out is actually really entertaining. But I'm not a big fighter fan, so it was a bit of a struggle. I made it to like the final stage in the single player mode.
Oh, wow, you got farther than I did.
Yeah.
Did you get any achievements?
I did not get any of the achievements.
Neither of you.
Yeah, no, but that is one of like the hardest games to get the achievements for.
There was about 6 or 7 achievements that I went through, and none of them seemed like they were attainable. And I played one multiplayer online match and got blown away. So I was like,
"Me and you
no
should
more
play.
That.
We
yeah.
both suck."
So. Yeah, as do I.
And you know, what's interesting about that game is there's a ridiculous disco soundtrack throughout the whole thing.
Well, it was the early 90s. Every game had that.
And it was arcade, so it had to arcade. Be a little more annoying to
yeah.
stand
oh. Which I'll actually get into that with my game here in a minute. But
it's absolutely a ridiculous disco annoying soundtrack. And then when you go to find out what the combos are, or like the special moves, they've got it in a code. Like they've got DP means hitting both, you know, X and Y, of course, you know, at the same time. Like, so you have to do
normally
sort of
DP means something entirely different, but this
is what I did to your mother last night.
This is a family show.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. But what I just thought it was just annoying, because it's like there's a whole, instead of giving the Xbox specific instructions for the combos, you have to go out to the settings menu, look at what the controls are mapped to, and then go, okay, LK means A. So every time they use LK in one of the combo instructions,
you mean
like
low kick.
Yeah, well, right.
Well, yeah, but that's what
it doesn't do.
Yes,
anything.
That means low kick, but it doesn't mean anything when you're looking at an Xbox controller.
It's literally like they're just like, okay, we're going to do nothing in changing over the ROM from the arcade to the Xbox.
You know what would be a great idea for a situation exactly like this? Now,
a fight stick.
Well, a fight stick would be good too, but. I realize I'm kind of the old guy here, but I'm sure a lot of you guys remember the Intellivision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we were talking about it at the beginning of the show. The Intellivision, the big thing with that is it's the controller. You know, if you think the Wii is a stupid control mechanism, look at the Intellivision. It's basically a remote control on a cord.
Mm-hmm.
So, because this was the early 80s, and it has a phone dial pad kind of attachment to it,
right,
and a wheel, like an analog wheel. And for each game
there's a little card
that you slide into the controller that shows you what all the buttons do, and it basically just builds it in. I think there's a lot of games where a company could come out and basically do custom faceplates for controllers just show you here's what these things do,
right?
You know, and granted, it might get a little difficult with some of these games where, depending on the context, you know, A does punch, buy, launch missile, and ride horse. Like, it does all, like, the same buttons.
And makes you breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it may be difficult, but I think I'm surprised no one's tried to do something like that. Because those big games like Street Fighter and some of those, I mean, granted, they're you can map it however you want, but I think most people don't care.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if you map it that way, it should, when you then go to, like, if you hit start and go to the what is my character's move list, it should translate, you know, how hard it would be to translate to Xbox language. It's like, I have to learn a whole new language and then try to, like, do the mental gymnastics while on the fly to figure it out. But
we're Americans. We don't learn new things.
But
change is hard.
I'm interested in playing it with my brother, because we grew up on sort of Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat style fighters, so that'll be interesting. The other game that I downloaded was Prototype, and I know we've talked about it on the show before, but I just wanted to kind of give my two cents. This is the type of game that I really enjoy. There are, you know, there are a lot of games like, you know, Final Fantasy, I don't give a shit, you know, like all these games that you guys like, I could care less. But if I can run around Manhattan with superpowers and basically just jump from building to building, fly, do whatever I want, kill whoever I want, you know, and do missions and stuff. Like, that is like the ultimate game. That's why I was that's why I really like Force Unleashed, because you got sort of, you built up these powers and you could almost be unstoppable. I'm really enjoying that game. I'm about I don't know how far into the game it is, but I feel like I've played more of it than I should have.
You were almost late for the show because
the reason I was tardy, but and I think it's really cheap right now. I want to say either like $20 or $30 on demand on Xbox. So
nice. I also am a huge fan of that game. So
yeah,
isn't the main character Cole?
No, that's Infamous.
Alex Mercer. It's like a perfect like combination of like some of the Spider-Man games I've played, some of the stealth stuff from like Assassin's Creed, and a lot of like God of War style like battle stuff. So
I watched Cole play it.
If you ever get a chance to play it, play Hulk Ultimate Destruction. It's a PS2 game. Mm-hmm. I think there was an Xbox 360
version. GameCube version.
Was there a GameCube as well?
Yeah, so you can pop it near Wii.
But you've got a PS3, don't you?
Yeah, it's on the fritz currently, but we got our best men on it right now.
If you can track it down, find Hulk Ultimate Destruction, because it's like Prototype without any of the stealth, because you're a giant green dude.
Right.
So, it's the same company that makes it. I think it's a... not
Activision.
Same developer. I'm blanking on the name of it right now. But It's very similar kind of game,
mm-hmm.
except in Hulk Ultimate Destruction, you can play golf with an oil derrick,
and you can like
that's awesome.
Hit a car and like rip it in half and use them as your fists.
Yes,
pieces of a car.
Yeah, it's they're both fantastic games. So.
Yeah,
and now the second one's coming out, and I was super excited.
I got something to look forward to now.
Yeah, you might actually buy a new game.
What?
Oh, no.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Maybe a year after it comes out.
The horse.
No. Yeah, that's right. Mike, what have you been playing?
Well, speaking of things that have come out many moons ago and going on Courtney's arcade thing, right before the show, downloaded the X-Men arcade game that just got released today on Xbox Live and I think PSN as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And I blame my wife for it because she turned on the Xbox because she was getting ready to watch a movie while I was going to be gone. And I see that on there, and I'm like, oh, that's right, that came out today. And she's like, oh, they made an arcade game for the X-Men? And I'm like, you know, she doesn't know much about video games. I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, it came out like a while ago.
Yeah, not many people know this, but Mike is actually married to a moon person and who fell to Earth in 2006.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been nowhere near a Chuck E. Cheese.
Because that's the only kind of girl I can get to marry me.
A moon person, yes.
So she's like, I kind of want to play it. So, of course, I take that as the, like, she goes to the bathroom, and by the time she went to the bathroom, I had bought the points on there and already started downloading it. She's like,
well done, sir.
So I put the other controller in her hand, and I'm like, all right, we're playing. And then, of course, like,
you're such a romantic.
Yeah. So, got a bunch of achievements. And I mean,
and it's good.
It's like they change much from the, from back in 92, but you can play. Is either the U.S. cabinet or the Japan cabinet, and you have the option between four.
I call Minister of Energy.
Yeah, that's what I thought too when he said cabinet.
No, that's actually, they say it right on the options. Yeah. Is cabinet.
Can I be Secretary of the Interior?
What is the difference between the two?
In Japan, there was a different version of the game.
Oh, but do you know what the difference
is? I haven't played it yet. Oh, okay. I played the U.S. one because I'm American-centric.
Play it in...
And then there's also, you have the option between four-player cabinet or six-player cabinet.
Oh, cool.
Because there was a four-player single-screen version of it that was out,
AKA
too.
AKA the ghetto version.
The ghetto version. But there is different achievements.
Oh,
for
bullshit.
The different... Yeah, there is
sweet.
Different... There is specific achievements for having... There is one achievement you get for having the Japan cabinet... There is one for these. There's a bunch of them for the six player one.
So, oh, okay.
It's weird ones too. Like some of the achievements. Like there's one achievement: reach level 4 without jumping.
I think I found our mission for our Christmas party this weekend.
Maybe
buy the X-Men.
I already bought it.
Yeah, he already
it's
bought
already
it.
Downloaded,
and I got it.
So you'll have to bring controllers.
Yeah, you'll have to bring your controller.
Another one of the achievements is getting past Mystique. With six player, like a six player Xbox Live game.
Hmm.
I just have a feeling that
the
that
final
had,
stage or what?
No, she's not even the final stage.
No, she's like a third of the way through.
A third of the way through. It's just here, get to that part with her. Another one.
I don't know. Six people beating up on a hot woman. I worry what the achievement name is, frankly.
I don't remember what it was.
Rape.
just rape. That's just the name of the achievement.
No.
Bukkake.
She was asking for it.
You should have seen the way she was dressed.
Of all the characters, Mystique is kind of dressed
she's very modest in this game.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She's got her skirt and her skull.
There's another one involving the first guy you get to, Pyro, and I can't remember what the achievement
fucking
is.
Pyro.
It's like I remember Laura was looking at it like, that is a really retarded achievement. Yeah. I think it had something to do with four players.
Pyro is really retarded, so.
Most of those lower level Brotherhood of the Mutants were bad.
There's another guy in there who's like a werewolf who's part of the
Wendigo.
Brotherhood. Wendigo.
Yep.
Who just runs around just shouting, Wendigo! All the time.
he's a Pokemon!
Squirtle. That's where they got the Pokemon idea. Some guy was playing X-Men. Wendigo? That's his name? And he's yelling it? I got it.
Yeah.
There's the achievements, there's only like 200 points worth of achievements, but they're just like, they're really weird and random. Huh. Like another one I got is get 250 points.
Cool.
Oh, that sounds pretty
like,
easy.
Yeah, it's like
you get 1 point for killing a guy. So
yeah, for
it's
each
basically,
kill.
It's basically kill 250 guys.
Yeah.
My word.
There's another one for finishing the game in 25 minutes, which I tried to do that achievement for Monkey Island, was finish the game in 2 hours. It's even when you have a thing right in front of you telling you how to do it, it's still hard to do.
I like the thing on Monkey Island, how I was watching Coldplay and how it shows the new version. You can switch it anytime.
Yeah, there's an achievement
for
so
every
switching
time
it.
We would look back and forth and be like, that's not how she looks in the new version. It was fun.
But yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I'm kind of looking forward to playing it with six players. Obviously nothing different then. But
we should do it this weekend, guys.
Laurel's first comment was, wow, I can tell this game came out years ago because of the music in the beginning. It's really campy.
Actually, if you bring your controller and we play X-Men, I will have to put gum on your controller.
But why?
Because that is the way we have decided that we play X-Men.
Oh, God, no. I hated that. That was so gross.
I don't know if you can play six players locally, though.
No.
I think the Xbox only supports
four
locally.
We can do four, and then when somebody's, all their guys are dead, then we can just switch off.
I'm looking forward to it. It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very exciting.
No gum on my controller.
No gum.
No, fine.
Right. Also, my other observation, just quickly, every X-Men game has a random female character that you've barely ever heard of.
That's
this
true.
This one is like Dazzle.
Yeah, Dazzle. Yeah. Dazzler.
It's like...
Dazzler,
Psylocke.
She was big in one small group of the X-Men.
Dazzler was huge in the 70s when she was created.
At first, when I saw the character,
she was the rock star.
Yeah,
that musician.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
At first, in the game, when she was in there, I was like, and I could never. I was like, oh, it's Jubilee, right? Like, just not thinking really properly, forgetting that it was Dazzler.
They have very similar powers, though. So yeah.
One shoots fireworks, the other one shoots
sparkles.
Sparkles, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty.
That's literally what her power is.
If I had a power, it'd pretty much be shooting glitter. So
shooting sparkles.
Because every time I see something glittery, I'm like, ooh, shiny.
Although then it's really funny. At one point, you have to save Kitty Pride, and she looks 8 years old. And just kind of creepy.
Ooh, shiny. Ooh, shiny.
Wow.
What have you been playing, Evan?
What have I been playing? I talked about last week how I've been slutting it up and just playing a bunch of different things. I've gotten rid of most of them because it's just like, God, Enchanted Arms, no good. Okay, I'm done with that. I did start The Warriors for PS2.
Which
was an awesome game, except it requires Rumble. And I just have the original PS3 controllers that don't have Rumble.
Wait, PS3 or PS2?
PS3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
how does it not have Rumble?
How do you require Rumble?
Okay, one question at a time. The original launch PS3 controllers did not come with Rumble. Because there was the whole lawsuit about Rumble at the time, and they said it would interfere with the six axis. It was a whole bullshit story.
That's why you should wait.
So the original ones didn't have it. Well, I wanted to get it because I knew they'd take out the PS2 compatibility chip.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get the early ones.
I suppose that was worth
it. So I had to sell it because in The Warriors, there's a couple mechanics that require you to feel for a certain Rumble point in the analog stick. Like if you're picking a lock.
Mm-hmm. You know, I could have just borrowed you my PS2, right?
Whatever. I don't really care. But it was really fun. So it was one of those kind of overlooked Rockstar games that had a really interesting kind of style to it. And I also started playing Vagrant Story, which is a very old PS1 game, which PS1 on a 42-inch HD screen, kind of entertaining to look at.
They look like pixely. Shit a lot of times.
And the Vagrant Story is a perfect example of awesome execution of a shitty game design. It's basically, we're going to make a third-person brawler using the fight system from Final Fantasy. So it's like, oh, third-person, you know, real-time, da-da-da-da. Okay, if I want to fight, I have to pause the game, pick the guy, and then it zooms in for this little kind of mini animation, and then it zooms back out. Okay, meanwhile, all of your weapons, they have up to 13 or 14 different aspects, and as you use them, like, some weapons are good against humans, and if you keep using them against humans, they get better against humans and worse against beasts and demons. Okay, so you're basically juggling this golf bag full of weapons so that you can handle anything that throws at you.
I often think that's how I'm going to handle my weapons in the zombie apocalypse, just with a golf thing. I'll call the AK the 5-iron when I whip that out.
I was actually talking with Doc Brown on Twitter about this, and it's just like, I don't feel like doing the amount of work involved with making this game. And according to him, and I've heard this from a couple of people, if you don't prepare in a certain way, there comes to a point where you just cannot win. Because none of your weapons are to the point where they can damage this particular boss.
That's so annoying.
And it's just like, I don't feel like even working up to that point to risk it. So it's like, fuck it, I'm getting rid of it. So I've been playing Saboteur, which Mike was nice enough to lend me. I really enjoy that game because it's Grand Theft Auto mixed with Assassin's Creed.
That
done.
It's like getting the car that they didn't put the shiny finish on.
Yeah.
When did it come out?
A couple years ago, I think 2006.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And this was, 2009. Yeah, it was 2009.
Yeah,
it's not even that old. Yeah. But it's one of those where it was the last game that Pandemic Studios made. It's just kind of missing a little polish, but I think it does more right than it does wrong. One thing that I really enjoyed, it's like, oh, that you can blow up the different Nazi installations in Paris. And they tell you how many are left in Paris. Which totally fits with my I must do everything. And it was like, I blew up a sniper nest. It's like, okay, you blew up one. There are 52 left. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. And then there's like 17 other things. There's probably like 400 blow-upable things in Paris. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving life.
I think it was close to like 700.
Was it 700? Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. And then on PC, I've been playing Deus Ex because the new one's coming out early next year. Mm-hmm. I want to play through the first one again and actually play the second one. Again, Deus Ex came out in 2000. 10-year-old games look funny.
Yeah.
And that one especially because it's very high polygon or very low polygon count characters. Like their faces are just a box.
Yeah.
With a texture that moves their lips. It's it's really just kind of awkward. But it's a great game. It's a first person kind of stealthy kind of game, and I'm enjoying it a lot, and I'm really looking forward to Deus Ex Human Evolution, which comes out early next year, so I'm trying to power my way through it. And then when I'm done with that, I'll probably start that dragon game that I can't fucking remember the name of it.
Yes.
Melissa Kay played the hell out of it. That's only Ashley and I know who this person is.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, that's not helping
me. I know.
We'll have to ask her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dragonguard?
No, I've got it in a magazine.
It's not
upstairs.
Dragon Quest.
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age. There we go.
Dragon Age.
I knew it was Dragon something.
What was the name of that movie where Sean Connery was the voice of the dragon?
A Dragon Heart.
Dragon Heart.
With Randy Quaid.
Yes.
That was Dennis Quaid.
Wrong. Quaid.
No, Randy Quaid was in there. You just didn't. He was catering.
He's always catering for Dennis.
Yes,
he's crazy.
You're right. I got that wrong. I apologize.
That's okay.
But Pete Postlewaite is in that.
Yeah.
A lot of good people in
God
that.
Bless that man.
God bless Pete. God bless Pete Postlewaite. I think that's a great note to end the show on here, even though it has nothing to do with video games. But you know what? I'm sure he's done a game or two over the years. So I do want to thank Ashley Hay for coming back. She saw the bright lights of New York and still returned.
I did, even with the snowgeddon.
After the snow.
Yeah.
And it was like 50 there. It was like 40, 50.
That's temperate.
Yeah, no, it was nice. It was
That's
nice.
That's not 9 below. Like
no,
it is
yeah,
here.
Exactly. I met some friends there that I graduated college with from here, and they're like, I go, you guys going to go back for Christmas? They're like, no. It's fucking cold there. I go, yeah, we grew up there. Well, yeah, but it's not cold here. Yeah,
but it's nice here.
And Courtney, it is 16 degrees right now, so I don't know what you're bitching about.
Short weather shit.
What's the wind chill?
Wind chill is probably like 7.
The actual temperature, as I like to call it.
But just want to let you guys know that we're almost halfway to our goal on Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
And Evan's birthday is coming up, so if you want to give Evan a birthday present and a Christmas present, since he hates his birthday being so close to Christmas, you could give him a big extra.
No, but what I hate is when I get a present that counts for birthday and Christmas.
I know, that's why I'm trying to convince them to do
that. I'm saying donate twice.
Yeah.
And I will also play SSX from start to finish if everybody contributes and gets us to 2,000.
And we will love you forever.
Huh?
And yes. Yeah, so just... If you have, just plan ahead. If you even have, you know, $20, whatever, you don't pay anything until we meet the goal. So just check it out. Check out our store. We have good shirts for this holiday season.
Which you can get for free by donating to Kickstarter.
Yeah, so if you want to get a shirt for somebody after Christmas, you can just print out a picture is what I do to, like, somebody. I go, well, you're getting this, but I don't get it till after Christmas.
Right.
So...
I pre-ordered something for my sister that doesn't come out till January, so
yeah,
I'm just going to hand her the Tomo Pop article.
Yep, exactly. That's usually what I do for my brother. Yes. But
also, big thanks to Mike Dineen.
Yes, thank you everyone again for listening, and make sure to check us out online on Facebook and Twitter. Sorry we weren't able to get to the question more about anticipated games that they had trailers for. I don't know if we really talked about it much.
We talked a little bit.
You can obviously bug us online.
I talked about it, so that's all anyone really cares about.
No, not really. So yeah, you can bug us more online. You can find us all on the various social networking sites, and you can bug us individually or find the shows on there as well.
All right. And Courtney Close, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I don't know. I have much left to add, but keep listening. We really appreciate the fact that you guys actually tune in and week out. That warms our heart, and the fact that people are contributing to the Kickstarter and they're contributing to the show by, you know, giving us questions and telling us what they think. I don't know. It's I don't know about you, but I love to hear back from listeners. So
makes it real.
Yeah. So you can You can contact us Twitter and Facebook, or if you're, you know, old school, you can go email at yeggs@fancypantsgangsters.com.
If you want to go really old school, Courtney's number is 612.
555. I'm in a movie.
The carrier page in order to reach Courtney says.
Yes. One thing I do want to bring up real quick before we end is talking about the fans and talking about liking to talk to people. We had a guy... who we've mentioned on the show. He goes by Zach T Duck on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize he was British.
Ah.
So it's like, I'm still amazed that people outside of Minnesota listen to this show. So if you are from anywhere in the country and we haven't talked to you before, let us know where you're from, because I'm very curious to hear who people, like, where people are that
listen. And let us know
us.
If we've ever insulted you by any chance in our show.
We may do that Conan O'Brien thing. A long time ago, he said some joke about, like, the Ukraine or something, or Estonia. And
he got kicked out of a country. He got banned from a country.
Well how it started was he made some Estonian joke, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he got a letter from someone in Estonia, and he didn't even realize they were being broadcast in Estonia. So he just started insulting countries to see what letters he would get from it. And eventually he got kicked out. I forget where it was, but
I don't remember either.
But yeah, that was a great bit that he had going for a long time.
He would do like 4 or 5 different countries a night, where he would just, you know, say something, some insult to them, which may or may not be even close to, you know, landing.
So you know what, Zaire? Fuck you, Zaire.
You're gonna get it, Mike.
And fuck you hard, Zaire.
And then that voice, of course, was super engineer Jeff, who just can't keep to himself, apparently, anymore.
If everybody contributes to the Kickstarter, I can come on Mike every week.
Oh!
Nice! And we'll film it.
Wow. Pretty sick, Chubbs.
Completely sucked all the life out of it.
That's pretty sick, Chubbs.
Yeah.
Do you want to party because you're fat?
And
we know what Jeff is getting for Christmas.
On that note, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. talking about nunchucks.